311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great day so far. Welcome to today's edition. I am Crystal J. Paul. And of course, we have with us from the Barbados Fire Service, Lady First Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon.
And back with us from his vacation is Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins.
Hi, good afternoon to everyone. Good afternoon, President.
Yes, yes. How are you doing? You were summoned from your vacation last episode.
Well, here I am.
All right.
Yeah.
You heeded to
once
the summons.
Once you hear that, you know, certain people usually miss me after the thing, so, you know, don't mind the, you know, don't mind all of that.
Jason, your mom will always miss you. Hi, moms. How are you?
You should see the joy on her face when I return.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Radio's lying. Right. This is supposed to be an honest show. We're truthful.
Oh my goodness. Always good sport. Always good sport, I'm telling you. And you know what? People on the outside hear it too, you know, because when I speak with people, I'm saying, yes, I hear you on the 311 radio show. Boy, they're good people, man. Good people always having fun and joy, you know? So that's good. That's good. And especially at this time of the year when it's December and, you know, people want some cheer, some extra cheer, then, you know, it's good to have a little laugh. We need a laugh now.
You know, we can't have comedy fest and all of that. Those events, they didn't take place this year. So therefore, we're trying our best. As we said, you know what? We're people of the community. We're there for the community.
That's
so
right.
It's a free show for now. You know what? Come get your laugh here. Oh. Educational tips. We don't try to make it like how other shows used to be before, you know, all serious and like, oh, I'm professor this and that. You have to be this serious to get the message over. No, we still think can have fun. And I think that's what our environment misses, having fun while still yet learning. Too many people walking around with faces tighter than a screw. We have other people out there. I mean, you don't know what's going on with them. Sometimes people just like to hear something funny just to laugh. You don't know how much laughing releases tension.
That's true.
I mean, look at Jason. Before he went off on vacation, you saw how wound up he looked. You saw how tight he looked. No? I mean, I called him almost every day. You can see the relaxation on his face. You can see, yeah, I called him every day to remind him to get up, Jason. You need to do your physical things. You know, you need to do those hygiene things. Get up.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? It's good to have you back anyway. And I hope that you had a restful vacation in spite of being called every day to talk to about hygienic things. But good to have you back. Good to have
you.
Sorry?
I said it was quite a decent vacation, man.
That's good. All right. Well, you're back on the fringe, on the beginning, I should say, of this festive season. And we know that Christmas, some people call it silly season. Some people call it, you know, just a time to relax and enjoy and so on. But we know that it can be a busy month for the Barbados Fire Service. And that's not necessarily a good thing, right? Because you want to be able to encourage people to not make your life too busy, because you're also here to prevent fires and to encourage life safety, so that we won't have an eventful Christmas. Last year, we were doing well with no house fires and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Until the very end of the month.
Awesome. We actually threw a challenge out there last year, as you remembered. And we were saying that if we could go the month of December without any fires, I had went into the chief's pocket, unknown to him at that point in time. And said, if we can go, you know what, we were going to donate this amount of money to a charity. I even went into Jason's pocket, but I took it on the spot.
Yes.
And I mean, everyone was on board. Those who I spoke to about, you know what, it's like, yeah, this sounds good. if we can get persons to be more cognizant, more aware of their surroundings, especially during this period, we know that persons are working overtime. We're going to have some extended hours. I'm not sure if they're going to be what we used to see before, but we know that anytime you go outside your normal activity, your body becomes tired. It's only natural, you're human. And persons who tend to go home, they feel all tired. They still try cooking themselves a meal, probably would not have eaten during the course of the day. And we know when it comes to December, for some reason, it's supposed to be the merry season. As you say, some people call it the silly season. It is the season where people pretend. You hear all sorts of stories, you know. It's the one time that people know how to show love. Yes. It's like, yeah, the neighbor next door that you were speaking for the last 11 months. Good morning, Merry Christmas. We're sharing love. We're sharing joy. Right. But at the same time, too, we don't want it to be a case that one person is celebrating and we have other people out there who are no mourning because they don't have their home to go back to. They would have lost their house. And we've seen this over a number of years where we would have had 3, 4, 5 house fires within the December period. And it's really heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. I mean, persons are sitting there enjoying the smell of the, won't call the name of it. Other persons are there busy baking their turkey. No, we compress fish. We're calling it fish. Doing nothing with a ham, bonfire.
Fish, tomato, tomato.
So we're calling it fish, compressed fish. That's what Jason like to call it. Eat enough pork and call it compressed fish. I don't get it. At the end of the day, as I said, we don't want to see anyone losing their belongings, anyone losing their homes, especially children, homes filled with children, when they're supposed to be sitting or wrapping gifts or, you know, just sitting, talking to family members and they're one, like, what am I going to do tomorrow? We've lost everything. Who's going to supply this? Who's going to supply that? It is nothing that any of us look forward to. I don't think householders look forward to it. I don't think BS fire officers look forward to responding to these type of events either. Just imagine at this point in time, just seeing everything you have worked so hard for, just going up in.
And more difficult at this time too, because as you say, you work hard for your things and then sometimes you buy extra. Or most of the time, most people in December would do some sort of extra shopping, whether it be for household items, etc. And to lose all of those things that Christmas time obviously has to be heartbreaking. Every one time person like to feel a sense of, you know, a home at least is at that time of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, if you never buy a curtain in your life, you probably buy one Christmas time, a bed sheet, something. So it is always, you know, really difficult and heartbreaking, as Ford would have said, to lose everything at that time. I mean, at any time, but at that time it is even, it hits home a lot more because that's the time where we are more family oriented and think so much of the home and so forth. So it is never a good thing.
That's right.
So
go ahead.
Right. So I'm going to ask, yes, we sit here, we talk about that. So no, I'm going to put you on the spot. You as a homeowner, because you live in this place, you've built your life in it, and everything you do is encompassed in there. What are some of the things that you can do as a homeowner to safeguard your investment, to ensure that your property does not end up being ashes to ashes, dust to dust?
Well, again, like I always say, when I speak of tips on fire safety, they're basic homekeeping. We talk about this during the whole course of the year. For example, a good way to start, having smoke alarm. That's a good way to start. That's always a primary source of protection or at least some sort of notification.
And the fire smoke alarm, cheaper than that 32-inch TV that you went and buy the other day when they had the Black Friday sale, right? But you need something to support, to ensure that you're okay.
It really may sound jovial as you know, we came across, but the truth is, I do recall being in one of the areas of business during the same Black Friday, and the amount of people that traversed certain stores was ridiculous for that day, because while they were traversing during their day, was paying bills. So I did see a lot of people on that day. So it only goes to show, if you can afford that, force that 32-inch or whatever television.
And that's a small one.
And that's a small one.
That's a small one, that's right.
So, I mean, it does not compare to a smoke alarm that is about $30 maximum. And I always say to people who say to me, oh, an extinguisher is expensive. I say, but it will never be as expensive as the contents of your home.
So the person who went and just bought the brand new 4-burner 30-inch gas stove, mm-hmm. or the electric gas stove, or the range, it doesn't matter. You're spending in excess of sometimes $600-$800 to make sure that the appliances within your home look a certain way. But you do not think okay. in terms of safeguarding them. I mean, on top of that, yes, some people can say insurance costs a bit of money. Mm-hmm. But again, Jason, how much is a smoke alarm?
Smoke alarm, it wouldn't go past $30, I'm pretty sure.
And even if it did go past $30, compare me, see, no, I have a smoke alarm that's protecting my 30-inch 4-burner, well, unless somebody gone for a 6-burner gas stove mm-hmm. or range. Then we have some person who just went and brought out a brand new refrigerator, the door. I don't know if it's the side by side, or if it's the normal one. Then we have person, oh, you saw the man that brought out the deluxe king size bed and the woman that had the queen size. No, I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you went, you brought out all this stuff. House look immaculate. Everything in there looking prim and proper. Think about the curtains now. When did they spend money on curtains, Krista J? Set that right now, Jason. You know about curtains. Krista J, yes. When are we buying curtains? Mm-hmm. Oh, you hang them up.
Oh, my goodness. And you know, people love to...
Right.
Good. So is that a $65...
Thank you. You buy these curtains. What's the least amount you spend in curtains nowadays? And you can't buy one panel.
Exactly.
Most of the vendors, you get up do two panels. Yes. Some doors can call for three panels, and you got the other ones that can call for four panels. Mm-hmm. Because you know we're using one color, we can go a color inside, and then we can go another one on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what kind of money we be looking at when we're talking about curtains? Because we buy curtains for the living room, we buy curtains for the dining room, the kitchen got curtains as well, and the bedroom. Mm-hmm. So sometimes in some cases, and I've seen it, we've gone over $500 in curtains alone.
Mm-hmm. Alone.
Okay. Tell me if I'm lying.
No, you're true. You're right.
Okay. So we got the brand new curtains, and you know we're putting these up to Christmas morning, early Christmas morning, because we want to look fresher than the neighbor. All right. But you got everything else wrong. Tell me now, you got that electrical plug that, you know, for the longest time had a shortage and the curtain running over it. What do you expect to happen if there's a shortage?
What I mean
when I say people don't think about their actions, they just look at it. Is like, you know what? I'm walking, looking all decent in front. You're seeing me looking prim and proper. And then when they turn around, all my back exposed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that gone up your head, but it just goes to show, you know,
it's okay. I got it.
From a certain angle,
I got it.
Okay, just let me show me myself. Like, we have an understanding. I know we connect.
Yes. I got it. I got what you did not say.
Mm-hmm. That was for Jason, really. You know, I didn't want to call his name.
Right.
But he didn't. That was for him. And that's basically what we're talking about. It's okay to look pretty from the outside. It's okay to look pretty from a distance. But make sure when you're looking pretty that you're also safeguarding yourself from every single angle. It may sound like I'm putting it over in a jovial way. I'm just trying to connect with you on another level. I'm just trying to be as real can be. Those of you who are custom using the cell phone chargers or the tablet and just leaving them plugged in. Those of you who have the fans, oh my goodness, I had asked some person to send me a picture of these fans. But a lot of us think that we're suffering with respiratory ailments, we're making ourselves sick. How many of you have taken down that fan since you bought it 2, 3, 4, 8 years ago and actually did a cleaning on it?
Mm-hmm.
You would see all the dust bunnies, I mean the ears shooting out, the little bobtail. Dust can't done. And those are things that we do not look at. You can take down the curtains, you can wash the curtains, you can wash the cushion covers, but we don't say, okay, you know what? Let me pull the fan down, take off the propellers, ting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, right? The four blades.
Yes. The blades.
Right. That. We don't say we can take that off. We don't take off the back of the cover itself. And look, if you're intimidated to do it, there's some guys around the corner. Just give them a little screwdriver as a Phillips screwdriver. Yeah, Phillips. Take that screw out to the back, and you will see the amount of dust that's in there. Get a toothbrush, not for old toothbrush, and you, not the one that you're using, an old toothbrush, and you go into the back, and you clean away all of that dust from behind there.
That's true. That's true. I'm not. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? That when you clean that, you'll be surprised the amount of rain that you get from that family, you put it back up. And also the a safety precaution as well.
Feels like an AC. Feels like an AC unit, I can tell you.
I was going to say, and this, no matter where the fan is located in the home, because I don't know how dust finds its way in places where you would never expect it to be. Even if the room is locked up, you know, there's dust in it and everything. I want to ask something, because, you know, we would have talked about surge protectors versus the strip.
Multi-strip outlet.
Yes, the multi-strip outlet. Is it, quote unquote, safer for a fan? Because we've talked about leaving the fan plugged in versus not leaving it plugged in. Is it, quote unquote, safer being plugged into the strip than it is being plugged into the wall?
Okay, understood. And I would say to you, yes. And the reason why I'm saying yes, that using the surge protector is safer, is because when you're plugged directly into the wall outlet, there's nothing there to regulate the voltage. So whatever is coming to the house at that point in time, it is also going directly to the electrical equipment. What the surge protector does now, as the name suggests, surge protector. And for those of you who would watch television and you would see any person who's in hospital with heart attack or just on an ECG machine, you will see that there are these bars going up and down, allowing you to know that the person is still alive. It is only when it flattens, you know, there's no life. Basically, electricity operates the same way. It doesn't run on a smooth path. There are those spikes in between. And anytime there is a major surge, a major spike, it goes directly to your equipment. So therefore, the surge protector knows what it does. It regulates. So it tries to keep the electrical voltage at one level. So therefore, you don't get that sudden shock going to the equipment that causes the equipment then to burn. And we would turn burn out.
Okay.
But so it would make a lot of sense to get a surge protector. And again, the multi-strip outlets, they don't offer that protection. All the multi-strip outlets do offer you other additional outlets to plug things into.
Right. So then the key factor then is to ensure that it's actually a surge protector and not just a multi-strip outlet, especially at this time when they're plugging in Christmas tree lights and, you know, people are buying up the Christmas trees regardless of the fact that we have no money. We're buying up the Christmas trees because we want to have money.
You know, one of the things I always say to at this time, you just mentioned you're plugging in Christmas tree, Christmas lights, etc. We added more fuel load basically to or electrical setup within the home. And one of the things we also advise at this time is to get a certified electrician to come and basically do a run through or an inspection of your wiring to make sure that, you know, it can handle whatever additional voltage you're intending to add to it. Because, you know, I say all the time here, a house was where 2-3 generations ago, you still live in this particular house, you've never had it rewired, but when that house is wired, only one body in the neighborhood had television. Now one house has 4 or 3 televisions in it. So you can see the difference in terms of the amount of electrical appliances that going through the same system. And if you've never rewired or never upgraded or anything like that, chances are you have something where it may be short, you may have all kind of different problems that you don't know about. So it's good to have a certified, and notice I stress on the word certified electrician.
Yes.
And not the electrician friend, as some of us will see.
Not somebody like Vaughn, a master of all trades. Jack of all trades, master of none.
I am not getting that.
But he's the neighborhood handyman, you know, anytime you want something done. Hi, Apple, everyone. Anytime you want something done, you want a MacGyver, you call him. Fix any little. But he ain't got papers to show him that. And if anything happens, you can't put, but you either just do your paper, boss. He won't say that.
You can't sue anybody. No company to sue, right? Oh my word.
No company to sue.
Oh, wow.
So, you leave Red, sorry, you leave Jack where you see Jack.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, get more of a, we have an Emerson. Emerson has papers.
Okay.
Emerson is well known in the electrical field,
yes.
In the electrical service.
Yes.
One on the other hand, just let him hang out the lights for you. He ain't fixing no circuit. He ain't running additional plugs. You know, he just hanging the light where you want the light to go.
Right. Oh my word. So that just is something else that we need to remember. I feel like that's even more of an inside joke, but that's something we definitely need to remember.
So you know Esso Vaughn. You have seen Esso Vaughn.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Right. Respect you.
In the words of Esso Vaughn himself, let the record reflect. I have nothing to do with it.
Let the record stay? Okay.
Let's remember that I have nothing to do with it.
All right, no problem. Oh man. So we just need to remind people. Maybe we should issue the challenge this year again.
Definitely.
Even if it doesn't have any money, but you know, just to encourage people, to challenge people to take all the necessary precautions, especially for this month. This is the first Sunday in the month. And we have, let's see, there are four Sundays in the month of December.
We have three more to go.
Right? Three more Sundays to go. Right? And so we're encouraging people, setting out that challenge. Get your smoke alarms, get your fire extinguishers if you do not have your fire extinguishers as yet. Get them serviced if they need to be serviced. If a year has passed and you need to service your fire extinguishers. What else? Strobe lighting where necessary in the offices, yeah. Especially. And to take care,
to make sure those lights that you're buying, whether they're the purpose that you intend them for. That is, if you're using indoor lights, make sure they're indoor lights that you bought. If you're using outdoor lights, make sure it says outdoor. Don't be using indoor lights on the outside.
Yes. That is so true.
And also to supplement, I know persons would use, I've spoken about it here on this show before, persons like to use an extension cord. Mm-hmm. Notice we always remind you that extension cords are not used for an extended period of time. Should only be short-term use. And
then we need to change name cards. If you say extension cord, people use it for extended periods.
But it is only for short-term use, ironically. And please remember not to place them beneath the carpet. People like to put them on the carpet because it looks better in the house and all that stuff. But
if you're going to be hanging them, also people like this habit of tacking them against the wall, like over the door frames or anything, using nails to tack them. Don't do that either. You can eventually break the wire on the inside.
Okay, that's interesting. So you're saying then if you put a nail up and you put the nail over, if you put the nail over the cord, that's fine. But you mean through the cord? How do you mean?
No.
Some people actually try to take these little nails are nail tacks and
right.
Bending the head
right.
Over. Sometimes you put it inadvertently by mistake, you may not see it. You right. Can actually break the wire. Right. So then that creates another problem.
And with string lights, use the... what do you call it? The
stapling machine, yeah.
And that's those stapling guns. I can tell you that they can damage the lights for sure. They can definitely damage the cables. Because those, the first shot with those stapling guns come out. The force that they come out is quite a lot and can definitely damage the wiring to some of those things.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's not, but you know, people can do it for the prettiest and the most, you know, for the visual side of it, but at the end of the day, your safety is always way more important.
That's good.
And
I
would
like
to
think so.
Sorry?
No, I'm saying at least people like to think. So, you know, everybody has their own perspective and their own priority in the way that they list things. What is most important to them? Mm-hmm. Is it having the most beautiful home within the community? Or is it ensuring that after Christmas, that life still continues? Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't make sense getting all prepared for just a season going to be left in agony, not knowing what is going to happen.
That's
after
true.
If you're going to go out of your way to do these things, that it would make common sense. It would make sense.
Yes.
And I know we do have some level of common sense, and we can reason that if you're going to go beyond, to also put measures in place to ensure that if anything should go wrong, well, you can at least act until members of the Barbados Fire Service arrive on scene to further do what they're supposed to do. If you do these things and something, you have an accident and you don't have the smoke alarm, which will alert you in the event that there is a fire, there is smoke or whatever in the area, and you don't have the extinguisher to out that small flame, then again, as we said before, remember, a fire doubles in size every 30 seconds.
Right.
Once you have the equipment that you can safeguard yourself, then I say to you, you know what? Go all out. Enjoy your season. I mean, we've seen so much anguish and everything else already for this year. And for those of you, I know it can sound like a hater right now, but I don't mind. A fire extinguisher lasts much longer than a ham. And I'll say it again, a fire extinguisher lasts longer than a ham.
No further comments.
Mic drop.
Or chicken or fish.
Mm. Or chicken or fish.
Right. Well, you know what? Word to the wise. A word to the wise is enough. And we always get wise words right here on the 311 radio show. And I want to say thank you so much, officers, for taking time out of your busy schedule each week to do this show so that people can be informed, educated, and even entertained on the 311 radio show. So Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford and Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, thank you very much.
You are most welcome, and thanks to everyone out there who continues to listen to the show.
Yes.
And who follow the advice.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
We definitely have some people who follow the advice because they see us on the road and they say, well, I heard you say this on the show, and I heard you say that, and they do this, and you had to change this. So I'm glad to hear that person is taking the advice.
Of course. That's right. And just want to say, if you miss any of today's editions, you know, you can always log on to VOB929.com. And if you wish to watch the video recording, you may log on to VOB92.9 FM's Facebook page to watch the video. I'm Krista J. Paul. God bless you. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
All right.